Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
No, I would think one of the most fearful predicaments, diseases, fears that we would have is dementia. Because you have no control. There's nothing you can do to stop it. As of now, your mind would want to stop your mind from losing your mind or losing your ability to think and do the things you used to do. But it's such of a, you're so helpless. And so that's what we've been talking about every Wednesday now for the last few weeks, about dementia, the types of dementia, what it is, the warning signs of it, and how it can start even at a young age. And it can be prevented, I should say, even at a young age, by the way you eat, things you do. We've been talking about that now with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Well, if you could just give us a brief recap.
Yes.
Of what we've been talking about.
Well, dementia is, I'm getting this from the Alzheimer's organization, Alzheimer's.org. Dementia is a general term for a decline in mental ability severe enough to interfere with daily life. Alzheimer's is one form of dementia, and it's the most prevalent form. More than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. One in three seniors dies with Alzheimer's or another dementia, and every 66 seconds, someone in the United States develops the disease. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the symptoms, and we'll get in more into that as warning signs later in the show. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about, well, what's the difference between normal aging and dementia? And basically, dementia is caused by brain damage. Mm-hmm. It's basically it. It's either through a traumatic brain injury, through strokes, or through various diseases that one may or may not be genetically inclined to develop. But I do not believe it is inevitable. I believe our lifestyle choices make a big difference. And that includes negative thinking, our thinking habits. Of course, as a therapist, that's what I'm interested in. But it also includes diet, exercise, and drug use and alcohol use really affect the brain.
Because the chemicals wear away at the brain?
The cells die. Mm-hmm. Literally die. I've talked about Dr. Daniel Amen. I just, advise everybody to go to his website. And he talks about how negative thinking actually causes the brain to shrink and the activity and blood flow in the brain to diminish, whereas thinking positive thoughts, being joyful, all of the virtues we see in Galatians 5 actually expands the brain. Another thing is people who are worried about weight loss, they restrict their fats. Well, the brain is made out of water and fat, and we need to eat the right fats, like, olive oil, avocados, nuts, the things that have the good fat rather than the animal fats. Because if you restrict too much fat in your diet, then your brain will shrink too.
Well, that's encouraging. So a little fat is good for you.
It's very good for you.
Okay.
Handful of nuts, olive oil on your salads. Mm-hmm. It's very, very good. So today, let's talk about the types of Alzheimer's.
Okay.
I mean, the types of dementia, excuse me. Alzheimer's, 60 to 80% of dementia cases are diagnosed as Alzheimer's. And again, I'm getting this from Alzheimer's.org. Mm-hmm. And what Alzheimer's is, the way you really know for sure somebody has Alzheimer's is through an autopsy.
Okay, so somebody has to be dead before you know whether or not they actually
have Alzheimer's. No, for sure. But you can make a really good, educated professional. I mean, physicians can, not you
right.
or I. And basically, when they open up the deceased, somebody who showed the signs of Alzheimer's, they find what's called plaque on the brain, which are blocking the synapses, blocking the communication, and they also find what they call tangles.
Not much different, perhaps, than when you think of plaque or something in your heart,
exactly,
which prevents blood flowing into the heart, which causes it to stop and have cardiac arrest.
Yeah,
which would be similar type of the similar vein, so to speak, where you have plaque preventing the brain cells from operating properly.
Yeah, and this is like on the brain, around the brain. You know how the brain is so variegated; it's just covered with plaque. And again, I'm not an expert on this. I'm getting my information from Alzheimer's.org. And that causes nerve damage, so the neurons begin to die.
So when people talk about dementia, the first thing they bring up is Alzheimer's for a good reason. Six to eight out of every 10 cases is Alzheimer's related. So that's why they're so closely associated, dementia and Alzheimer's. Although Alzheimer's is just a version of dementia, it's just the primary.
Yes, the primary that we have found. But
there are other types.
There are other types, and depression and apathy are among early symptoms. So I tell our readers, man, if you have trouble with dementia, get help. Mm-hmm. If you have trouble with depression, get help now.
Okay.
You don't have to be a depressed individual. Mm-hmm. Depression I know people have circumstances, but it's also lifestyle choices. Mm-hmm. How am I responding to my circumstances?
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing to get into. And then there's vascular types of dementia. And this is like strokes. You see, you talk to somebody after a stroke. Mm-hmm. There's been some brain damage because blood flow has been cut off to parts of the brain. So they may have slurred speech. They may have difficulty in movement. And this is 10% of dementia cases.
And there are three other types: Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and Wernicke. Well, I can't even pronounce it. But there are some other types of diseases we'll go through. The dementia. We'll finish that up and then move on to the signs of Alzheimer's, which is the primary source of dementia. We'll continue our discussion after this.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up when
you know, there's anything that's going to change, you know, me personally, my habits in terms of how I eat and how I take care of myself. It's these warning signs that I learned from talking to Edie Hansen, The Growing Place, as we've been talking the last few weeks on dementia. And Alzheimer's is the primary type of dementia. 60 to 80% of dementia cases are Alzheimer's, 10% are vascular, which is can be caused by a stroke, as blood vessel blockages prevent blood flow to the brain. But there are other types, and Gidi,
yes, sure to continue. The scary part is you can have more than one kind of dementia.
Oh boy.
You can have Alzheimer's and then have a stroke.
Whew.
And have vascular dementia as well. All of the types we're talking about are not exclusive of one another.
Mm-hmm.
You can have more than one. Then this is what I found out doing the research, was I did not know that Parkinson's disease is a form of dementia.
I didn't know that either.
And you know, Billy Graham has it, and John Paul II died with Parkinson's.
Muhammad Ali, although some people suggest it wasn't Parkinson's as much as it was brain damage caused from his fighting.
That
his
would
later
be traumatic
years.
Brain injury
right.
for and, Muhammad Ali.
And I believe, I want to say Michael J. Fox, I believe, too, currently has Parkinson's.
Yes,
I might be wrong about that.
I think you're right.
I think it's Parkinson's as well.
I think you're right.
And he got it at a relatively young age.
He did.
Yeah.
And so Parkinson's disease is similar symptoms to Alzheimer's, but it also includes motor, you know, movement difficulties, as well as can have hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
So one sign of Parkinson's is that an individual can start dragging a foot. And if you remember, we saw the Pope, on the telecast, having difficulty with movement, having difficulty with his head. And again, you can have Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Huntington disease, which is it's a defective gene. on chromosome number 4.
And, you know, for some reason that doesn't sound as bad, because it's just one defective gene, but I don't know.
But it has
the
symptoms of dementia.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one I can't even pronounce.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly either, so our listeners, please forgive us. I think it's Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. And the reason I included this was, this is so easy to prevent. It's a thiamine, a vitamin B1 deficiency. Mm-hmm. And it's most commonly caused by alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So people who have a alcohol issue are depleting their body of vitamin B1, and they can have, and the symptoms for this are kind of scary. You really don't want to know what this is about.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, can you tell us a little bit?
Well, it includes a lot of hallucinations.
Oh, gee.
Delusional thinking. Mm-hmm. It's a really bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the final one is
the final one that I have, and there are many other types. I just kind of cherry picked these.
Mm-hmm.
Is called mixed dementia, and that's where you have one or more types of dementia simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. And
well, you know, I would advise our listeners, if you think you have any kind of dementia, please go see your physician.
Yeah, yeah. And once, and as of now, and I think it's worth remembering that as of this point, there's no cure for any of this. I mean, you're pretty much, I mean, I there might be ways in which you could contain it. I'm not sure.
There are medications that will slow it down if you catch it early.
You know, I've seen, I mean, we mentioned Michael J. Fox. I know that there's been times when he has taken, you know, medication before he'd do an interview, which would allow him to get through the interview and at least talk, you know, coherently, because without it, the symptoms are very violent, shaking, and unable to get his words out. And so there is medication that could kind of treat the symptoms, but at this point, as far as I understand, there's nothing at this point that could actually cure it.
Not that I know of. Nothing right. That would reverse it.
Yeah. And gosh, and I always want to emphasize again, this has got to be one of the most painful. I don't know if it's painful way to die.
The thing is, don't worry about what you do with someone who fell off the cliff.
Yeah.
There are ways of not falling off the cliff.
Right.
That's what we need to focus on.
Right.
And we'll do that in a later show. But I wanted to share, this is from Alzheimer's.org,
mm-hmm.
10 signs of Alzheimer's. So somebody can look at their own lives, look at the life of a loved one, a friend, and begin to recognize possible signs of Alzheimer's. One is enough memory loss that daily life is disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we talked a few shows ago, everybody's got occasional, you know, brain lapses where you reach mm-hmm. for a word or you can't remember somebody's name or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the type of memory loss where I can't remember how to drive to church, God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I can't remember the name of my husband. Okay,
right.
This is like serious memory loss.
Right.
And then challenges in planning or problem solving mm-hmm. is another sign where an individual really stops connecting the dots between today and tomorrow. If I have to go to the doctor at 9 in the morning, what do I have to do tonight to make sure that I could be ready at 9?
Mm-hmm.
Or problem solving, if somebody presents me with a fairly simple, maybe an arithmetic problem.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying me? Not me! Mr. X
yes.
or Ms. X, you know,
right.
somebody, not me, Lord, I don't want this.
Right.
If somebody presents Ms. X or Mr. X with a math problem and the person kind of looks at it, I've seen cases where you show somebody either an analog or a digital clock and they just stare at it.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that somebody would have difficulty with this. We've got a break right now. There are 8 other signs of Alzheimer's. We've completed 2 of them. Memory loss that disrupts daily life and challenges in planning or problem solving, you know, simple tasks that you do throughout the day and an inability to do that. There's 8 more. We'll continue our chat with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place right after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Edie Hansen is with The Growing Place, and she's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She and other therapists and life coaches are available at The Growing Place. You can go to tgplace.org to find out more about The Growing Place. It is a wonderful place. If you're having issues that you want to talk to somebody about, particularly if you're a person of faith. Although, if you're not a person of faith, you can go there as well, and they can help handle your problems from a secular viewpoint. But if you're a person of faith, it's really wonderful how that you can take the words of God through Scripture and apply them to our lives with some of the problems that we face in our lives, whether it's a marital problem, or whether it's a problem with the kids, or whether it's a problem with depression, or whether it's substance abuse. Handling these problems, for me personally, through, you know, Christ-driven, to me is the best solution. Because I always say a little dose of the Holy Spirit goes a long way when you're able to put that into the mix as well with some of the other maybe medications that might be available or other kinds of counseling. So tgplace.org, their phone number is 588-0448. We're talking about 10 signs of Alzheimer's that people need to be prepared for. Memory loss that disrupts daily life. Number two, challenges in planning or problem solving. And Gidi, we'll let you pick it up with number three.
Yes, number three is just difficulty completing familiar tasks. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say Mr. X has always been a really good chef. Mm-hmm. And he comes to make some toast and eggs for breakfast. And he looks at the toaster and he can't remember what it's for.
Oh, gee. I was just thinking of that. It's funny you said that, because that's what I was imagining. Even before you mentioned a chef, I thought something that people do on a daily basis, make toast.
Yeah.
That I think many of us make toast in the morning or whatever. Yeah. And if you couldn't do that, that would be a real
problem. In really severe cases, and again, I've seen these cases, the person forgets how to swallow.
Oh, my God.
That's near the end. And if you put something in that individual's mouth, he or she will spit it out the way you or I would spit out a rock.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. So it's difficulty completing familiar tasks. Number four, confusion with time or place. Like, let's say an individual with Parkinson's disease. You ask them, what year is it? And they may not know, or they may think it's like we're in 1984,
right.
Or, you know, what day is it? Who's president?
Mm-hmm.
What day of the week is it? How old are you? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Confusion with time or place. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the address here?
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Then trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. Individual's ability to watch a movie and follow the storyline begins to disintegrate.
Okay.
So Mr. X has always been able to go to the movies and thoroughly enjoy himself, and one day he goes and he's looking at all these images and hearing the words, and he's not tracking what's happening.
Not connecting one plot point to the next plot point.
No.
Okay. Or spatial relationships. To me, that sounds like...
Like, how do you go to the store?
I was visualizing, you know, not being able to recognize, for example, that, you know, there's a steep cliff. Oh, I could walk down that cliff. It's just a step.
That would be another
example.
That would
be a spatial relationship.
That's
where it gets very dangerous, where they think, you know, okay, I could, this is just a small step.
Yes.
And when it's really maybe a 10-foot drop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And then word difficulties in speaking and writing. I've noticed that writing is the first thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then speech is the second thing. And if a person is bilingual, the last thing they hold on to is their primary language.
Okay.
They'll lose the secondary languages. And then finally, the primary language can be lost as well. So we're not talking about reaching for a word or I forgot your name. We're talking about, I don't know how, not me.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Mr. X does not know how to say, you know, I would like a cup of coffee.
Right.
Something like that. And then number seven, misplacing objects and losing the ability to retrace steps. So, you know, an individual comes home and puts the keys down by the table by the front door, and a little while later wants to leave. And let's say it's Ms. X, and she's looking in her purse for her keys. She can't find them. She doesn't remember where she put them. She doesn't even remember she'd gone out. She can't retrace her steps.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a tricky one, because it, off the top of my head, I've had trouble misplacing objects, and I want to believe all of us do. And to this day, I left my checkbook somewhere, and I don't know where it's at. And I know I don't have Alzheimer's, but I've misplaced my checkbook, and I don't know where I put it. I can't even possibly remember where it is. But I don't think that's Alzheimer's. I just misplaced it, and I can't find it. And I think all of us, and of course, I had to cancel my checks at the bank. But the point is, I think that's a tricky one for me, because I think that I've had trouble with that since I was in my 20s.
Well, okay. Yeah. So just hold that thought and take care of yourself.
Right. Okay. Well, that's
hopefully nothing else will develop, and that you'll be absolutely within the normal.
I hate to acknowledge that, because I don't want anybody to think I have dementia, but I sometimes do will misplace my keys, and I'm like, doggone it. And I ultimately always find them.
Well, Jerry, as a mental health professional, I urge you not to deny reality.
Okay.
For me, that's not on any of these lists, but as a therapist, and just as somebody who's lived as many years as I've lived, that is a sign. If one starts playing fast and loose with reality, pretty soon one can, not pretty soon, but eventually one can lose touch with reality altogether.
Oh, we got to continue this. I wish we could talk about this some more. We're out of time, because if this is the case, Gideon, I've had dementia since I was in my 20s. We're going to take a break. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to continue this next Wednesday, talking about dementia, Alzheimer's. If I could remember what we're going to be following next day, and if I don't lose my keys, we'll continue the show next week. So long, everybody. Have a good day.